And then if I might, this morning close with a few verses from the book of Jude. The 11th verse. Woe unto them, for they went in the way of Cain. You know what the way of Cain is? Do you know what the way of Cain is? Or is that just another expression? You know, Cain killed his brother and all of that. What was the way of Cain? The way of Cain was that he brought to God what he wanted to bring to God. He wanted to be accepted on his sacrifice rather than God's way. Beloved, we have some of you sitting here this morning because of disobedience and other areas in your life. You want to bring what you want to bring. You want to serve God your way rather than God's way. There's only one place. God hates it. You need to turn to God in repentance. You're not going to bring, you're not going to come with your sacrifice. There's only one way. God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's where we come together. That's where God brings us together. And this, look at the next one. There are those that run in the era of Balaam for hire. Now, what was Balaam's trouble? I think we all know it. I'll refresh our minds this morning very briefly. Balaam was asked by Balak to curse the children of God, and God wouldn't let him curse them. So Balaam taught Balak how to have God curse the children of Israel. He taught them to compromise, to intermarry the heathens, commit fornication, you know, play with the world. A lot of times when we talk about fornication, we only think of the aspect of sex and in that working of it. But there's a greater working this morning of the spiritual fornication that's in our expression. Playing with the world, unfaithfulness to God. And this is exactly what he did. He couldn't curse because God wouldn't let him curse. But he taught others how, so that God would curse them. And so when some get dissatisfied, and Balaam was dissatisfied, he had greed in his heart. It doesn't always have to be greed in our hearts just for money, but greed for recognition, greed for anything. When we're looking for that greed, we'll teach others, because we'll sow our dissatisfaction. Not only will God curse you, but he'll curse the ones that you touch, because you get them dissatisfied. And I'm not spiritualizing that either, but that's exactly what Balaam did. He didn't have an ear. The donkey even spoke to him, and he didn't have an ear to hear the donkey. Do we have an ear this morning to hear what God is saying to us? Because if you stop, and if you have any reasoning power at all, you know that you're the only one that can benefit by the words that I've spoken. You're the only one that can benefit. Nobody else. You're the one that God loves. You're the one that God is concerned with. And as I say, those of you that are enjoying God, I know that you too, your heart is lifted up. There's compassion. There's concern with those that do not have a relationship with God. And we sometimes overlook. We call that love when we continue to overlook and overlook, and we just continue to go our way farther and farther. As the days move on, it doesn't get better. We hope that it gets better. We hope that that brother, that sister will turn around. But God has made provisions for his love to reach out and touch that one. And you can see how he moves. Serious? Yes, God's in serious business. I repeat it again. And if you don't believe it, I would ask you to read again the first three chapters of Revelation. Jesus Christ walked amongst the candlesticks, and his feet were as burnished brass. You know what that means? Yes, but he loves us. Yes, I know he loves us. And those that are moving on, that love grows sweeter as the days go by. But those that do not want him, he walks in the midst of the candlesticks. He's interested in the witness that we give together, collectively. And that's why he points his finger at certain ones that are not moving. There's provision. There's repentance. And then, I might close with this. Another group said, we're rich. We have need of nothing. He said, you're wretched. You're poor. You're blind. Come buy of me. If you have a need this morning, Jesus, be changed. You're naked? He's got clothes that can clothe you. We can be moved emotionally. We can see pictures of the Father putting the mantle around the prodigal son. But brother, he has light that can clothe you, that's more than a mantle. And he can bring it right into expression in your life this morning if you desire. You say, I don't see. He has some eye salve. He said, come buy of me, I say. That's the God of love. But unless you repent, I will come and remove your candlestick. But I have need of something of worth. Beloved, this morning I say there's only one thing that has worth, and that's faith. He said, come buy of me gold. Try it. That means steps of obedience. Obedience to God. Nobody else. And beloved, if we can't start hearing God as he speaks, because as you hear in these three chapters, he that has an ear, who's he speaking through? His messenger. Some of us have got so indifferent that we're like Korah. God doesn't only speak through you. He speaks to me also in my prayer closet. And I'll do what I want to. God hates that. God hates that. Beloved, I don't think I've left any area that God has placed in my heart that has not been spoken to our hearts. I believe you understood what I've said. I believe there's a place that God will meet you. Or else he wouldn't be putting the urgency in this time of speaking to your hearts. Those of you that have taken a step and turned, don't be discouraged. There's going to be brothers and sisters right alongside to encourage you. Don't be discouraged if you've really taken the step. But I'm talking to those that have not turned. I'm talking to those that are playing games. Right? Sitting down to eat and raising up to play. I'm talking to the murmurers this morning, the complainers, the indifferent, the compromisers, the lovers of self, the lovers of money. That's the ones I'm talking to. You say, well, I just can't put it all together. I can't figure it out. What does God want me to do? Just start where God starts. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And out of that believing will come a relationship. And God will lead you. It's the sons of God, those that are led by the Spirit of God. And for us to think that it's man, you're deceived and you're blind. It's the Spirit. And you need that eye salve that will take the sleep from your eyes and cause you to see clearly the revelation of the Lord. I'm going to ask you to stand with me this morning as we close. Mm-hmm.